What distinguishes the Christian identity movement from the more traditional theology that informs much, but not all, fundamentalist worship in the United States is its rejection of key events anticipated by mainstream fundamentalists, especially the rapture and conversion of the Jews. According to the New Testament, the saved will be raptured to heaven before the terrors of end-time tribulation commence. Rapture is the term for the ascension of the saved in this scenario. For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, shall not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the archangel's call, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall always be with the Lord. For Christian identity thinkers, rapture is a repugnant idea, which they deny has any basis in the Bible. They do not intend to be raptured. They fully intend to be on earth during the tribulation to destroy the enemies of God, who are, of course, the Jews. This conviction justifies their militaristic posture. To fight and survive during the 7 years of horrific bloodshed that, according to Revelation, will characterize the tribulation, they must be well-armed, well-trained, and well-supplied. A well-known identity figure, Sheldon Emery, wrote in disgust that the rapture doctrine has done more to disarm and make American Christians impotent than any other teaching since Jesus Christ. The conventional fundamentalist view of biblical prophecies relating to the restoration of Israel is that they refer to Jews of today and to the state of Israel, not to Anglo-Saxons or Aryans who believe that they are the true Jews. Hence the satisfaction many mainstream fundamentalists take in the creation of the state of Israel and in its military successes, the capture of Jerusalem, and territorial expansion, which are taken to be signs of the end time. That most of these Jews will be slaughtered in the tribulation, which commences with a war in the Middle East, is not seen by believers as inconsistent with their pro-Israeli sentiments. In any case, this view of Jews is far too favorable for Christian identity, which believes in its responsibility to help God wipe the Jews out during the coming tribulation. There will be no Israelite remnant to be converted in the last days, apart from identity believers themselves, who are the true Israel. For the identity believers, who see themselves as the true Israelites, there will be no Jews to be converted in the last days.